Hello and welcome to Talking Trading. I'm Caroline Stephen. It's great to have you company. Men trade for the excitement and tend to be overconfident, whereas women preserve capital effectively and tend to undertrade. We talked to Chris Tate today about the gender-specific differences between male and female traders and what we can do to support each other. Louise Bedford tells us not to be normal in mind power and to silence that nagging voice of doubt. And we also had the news for the week ending 30th of January with Niv Dargan, Executive Director at Peak Asset Management. Niv Dargan, hello and welcome.
Thanks, Caroline. How are you?
How did the US market close last week?
Look, we had a weak opening for the US market. On Friday night, the Dow Jones fell about 250 points. And that was because the GDP figures were worse than expected. The market was expecting about 3% growth for last quarter. It came in at 2.6%, so it was weaker than expected. And we see the US dollar contributing to weakness in some of the S&P earnings reports. So that is driving some S&P reports lower as well.
Let's look at the Australian market. How did that close?
Look, the Australian market surprisingly was very strong. I mean, a lot of confidence coming back. I mean, the market is factoring in that the Reserve Bank of Australia will be cutting interest rates in their meeting tomorrow afternoon. So the Australian market had a very, very good week relative to the US market. So for the very first time in a long time, we're actually seeing some outperformance in the Australian equities relative to our US counterparts.
Yes, very interesting. All right, let's look at some hot and some cold sectors in the Australian market.
Sure. So look, what we're seeing at the moment, Caroline, we're seeing money come out of mining resources, consumer staples, also the oil and gas space, into the telco sector. So I mean, Telstra rallied up to $6.50 leading into the ex-dividend date. CBA, which is also approaching its ex-dividend date in February, close to $90. And also the telecommunications sector and the healthcare sector are very hot at the moment. And what we are seeing, Caroline, is we're seeing money going into those stocks that have a lot of their earnings coming from America and Europe. So stocks like CSL, stocks like ResMed, stocks like MTU, Magellan Financial, stocks like Bramble, stocks like Amcor. So those stocks that have a lot of their earnings coming from America are outperforming because when they translate it into Australian dollar terms, given that the Australian dollar is close to 77 US cents, that is a very, very strong for margins for these companies.
Patterns jumping out from the charts.
The patterns are jumping out from the charts. Look, we are seeing a breakout to all-time highs in stocks like the CSLs, the CBAs, the Telstras. Sydney Airport is currently at $5 resistance level, and we believe that coming into the reporting season, will be also a strong stock leading into their reporting season, given that the traffic numbers are very strong. So there are a few stocks that we are on our radar approaching all-time highs.
Advice to traders this week?
Advice to traders is, look, things are going to be volatile. We did see Chinese manufacturing figures on Sunday weaker than expected, GDP figures weaker than expected. We've got the Reserve Bank interest rate decision on Tuesday. So look, we are expecting volatility in Australian equities. Be very stock-specific, sector-specific. Have exit strategies in place, have stop losses in place, and take an active approach, and that's the key.
Niv Dargan, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Caroline.
Sick of being the smartest person in the room? Tell your friends about the Talking Trading podcast and let them come to the party too. TalkingTrading.com.au. And now Mind Power with Louise Bedford.
Don't be normal. The people having the most fun in life and achieving the most awesome achievements, they're not normal. They possess the same bunch of swirling insecurities, personal demons, and sometimes not so private failures as you do. They've just figured out a way to accept their own individuality and to move forward with the hand they've been dealt. Often the thing that stops us is that we think we're naughty or strange. Feeling different or unworthy can stop you in your tracks. However, know this. Super successful people feel the same way. They've just learned how to silence those voices a little better than you have. They learned how to do it, and so can you. This week, aim to silence the nagging little voice of doubt. I'll bet you'll be amazed with what you can achieve.
Veteran trading giant Chris Tate has been trading the markets for over 30 years. We talked to him about the gender-specific differences between the way men and women trade. Men seek sensation and excitement in the markets, and their problem is overconfidence. Women preserve capital more effectively and are more realistic about themselves, but they can stumble on a lack of self-confidence. In Chris Tate's unique and to-the-point way, we talk to him about these differences now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Caroline.
Women make fantastic traders. Let's look at some of the key differences between men and women.
Oh, look, I think it can be, it's really quite easy to narrow down. With men, little head does the thinking for big head. And it's one of those things, every male will know that the time to pick up the video recorder and film your friends is when they go, here, hold my beer and watch this. Because what men have by their very nature is a degree of profound overconfidence. It's in many ways an offshoot of the Dunning-Kruger effect. Men don't realise they're crap at something, but they think they're really good. And this applies to trading as well. The problem with men is their profound overconfidence. Now, what this overconfidence means is that they're not as capable in terms of self-assessment because they just can't see that they're not very good. But also what it means is that they trade more, and that's the issue. Trading does diminish the returns of portfolios. They tend to churn the portfolios. What you could say that most men in their trading are what are known as sensation-seeking. They in many ways conform to the stereotype that Thoreau spoke about when he said that all men lead lives of quiet desperation. They're overtrading, they're seeking sensation through trading is an attempt to overcome that. Now, it may be testosterone-based. As a male, I do know testosterone does make you stupid. You will do things that you look back on, particularly as you get older, and you go, oh, dear God, why did I do that? But you did it simply because that's the way we are. We do stupid things. And the intriguing thing when you look at male traders, when you poll the reasons as to why they trade, by and large, if you present them with one of these very clever surveys that psychologists are capable of putting together, whereby they pose the same question but in many different formats to achieve the answer they want, what you see with men is that they don't actually trade to be profitable. They trade for the excitement of trading.
Is that the hunting instinct? It may
be an offshoot of that, but it may be that they simply want some degree of meaning, some degree of excitement in what they do. Because with male traders, when they're polled, things like being profitable is not important to them. Being in the game is important. The size of their win or loss is not important, but more whether they won or lost. So they don't mind if they have sort of six really tiny winning trades followed by four enormously large losers. They will still consider themselves to be net winners because they count the number of wins. That's the thing that bolsters their ego. The thing I've noticed with women is because they under-trade, and one of the prime rules of trading, as articulated by a market wizard whose name I can't remember, he had three rules, and it was simply under-trade, under-trade, under-trade. Women conform to that rule, and I don't know whether it's because they perceive in themselves a lack of confidence or whether it's more a husbanding sort of thing. They husband resources because that's important to them. And whilst you don't want to generalise too much about perceived stereotypes, there are distinct sort of sex-linked differences in the way we see and do things.
So let's talk about that husbandry of resources.
It's one of the issues with trading is that there is a rule. There are very few rules in trading that apply to traders. So if you picked up the ASX business rules and you read them, there would be no rules that pertain to the individual, none whatsoever. But the key maxim of trading is that if you have no money, you can't play. And the issue that men have is they burn through their capital long before they find a way to be successful because they're seeking that excitement. They want to be in the game. In many ways, it's what they're sort of conforming to is the wanker stereotype. They want to tell their mates what they're doing. You know, I'm speculating. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Basically, which is not something that women are prone to doing. Men have this internal competition with one another. Mm. It's a little bit like if you're sitting down with a group of mates and you're watching the Olympics and you're watching a really high-skilled event, let's say gymnastics, which requires dedication and training from a very, very young age. You will always have a mate who says, after a few beers, give me 6 weeks, I could do that.
Yeah, that's true.
And it appears always, every 4 years, you sit down with your mates, there's always one dickhead who goes, I could do that. Well, no, you couldn't, but you think you can. And I've not, there low, what would be the right expression? There is a low dickhead factor with women. You still get them, but as a percentage of the population and as an overt behaviour, they seem to be of a lower frequency. Whereas because males have this desire to compete, we are constantly literally bullshitting with one another. I bought this, I did that, I'm doing this. That's much more exciting than saying, look, I've been short gold for 3 years. Have you done anything else? No, I've just been short gold for 3 years.
All right, so let's talk about this issue of self-confidence for women. How can women bolster their self-confidence trading?
One of the problems that women have, and this is something I've noticed in the mentor program, is that males, when they come to trading, seem to get all the support in the world. They seem to have partners that are supportive of their endeavours, no matter how misguided or silly. And I've had several friends whose wives have, I won't say gleefully, followed their husbands into bankruptcy, supporting them all along the way. That in and of itself is a character flaw, the inability to stand your ground and go, look, that's stupid. You're putting the family at risk because you're an idiot. Mm. Women don't seem to have that level of support. It becomes almost as if men seem to think that there is a nexus between their partner being successful and them having erectile dysfunction. That if my wife's successful, my angry inch will never be more than an angry inch. And so they set out to undermine and belittle their partner's efforts. And it does seem to be a sharp juxtaposition between the support that the sexes offer one another in their various endeavours. And it's really quite intriguing to watch. No, intriguing's not the right word. Distressing is a better word.
So how can men learn to support women traders?
I actually think the emphasis needs to go back onto women. What can women do? That's easy. Get rid of them.
Get rid of the man.
Yeah. If your partner doesn't support you, get rid of them. And whilst I hate to be sort of very dogmatic and very binary, in many endeavours, in many things that people do, you are either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And if you're part of the problem, you need to be removed. And removal is a form of re-education. And we have had quite a few members, female members of the mentor program, who've woken up one day and gone, I'm married to an idiot. I think I can do better because my life is going in a different direction. And whilst that is a blunt, very harsh piece of advice, if someone's not supporting you in what you do, in what you're attempting to do, because they've got issues about their own masculinity, then they simply need to go. You need to either, you're better off by yourself than putting up with someone who is an emotional and psychological anchor, who's a drain on what you want to do and what you want to achieve. and it's hard and it's brutal, but in many ways, from what I've seen, it's the only solution you can come across, because some people can't be re-educated. And the simplest solution is to go, right, okay, sport, piss off.
A woman who's made her own money, what does she look like to you, CT?
That's intriguing, because I've got a business partner who's done that. Mm. There is an archetype, and the archetype is independent of thought, self-confident, self-directed, and organised. One might say that they have many what you would perceive to be male traits, but I don't think that's true. I don't think that, you know, being directed, being confident, being aware of what you can and can't do, outsourcing those things that you can't do, sex-linked traits. They're just traits of successful people because they're universal. Mm. Where women fall down, though, is the issue of self-confidence. It's that capacity to think that they can do things. There are two reasons why Evel Knievel was a male. One, jumping over a canyon on a motorcycle is profoundly stupid, so only a bloke would do it. But only a male would have the confidence to go, what could possibly go wrong? Now, women in many ways need to actually absorb some of that and start thinking, what could go wrong? But I think that one of the stumbling blocks that women have is that they perceive that they need to be or have a certain role within the family unit, that we fall into these gender stereotypes. I've known many, many successful women who have very, very powerful careers, and their husband still expects them to do all the domestic things, as if that stereotype that we had from the 1960s is still relevant in the 21st century. If your partner can't adapt and can't support, well, then you clearly need a new partner. You trade, you go, got that wrong. I've got a stop loss on this one. When the stop loss is hit, out you go.
Chris Tate, we'll have to wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem, Caroline.
And that's all we have for you today, guys. Stay tuned next week for Louise Bedford and mentoree Leanne Savory discussing the imposter syndrome. I'm Caroline Stephen, and on behalf of the team here, thanks for your company. We'll see you next time. The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any information, consider its appropriateness in regards to your own situation.